call this meeting to order. Today is Monday, November 29th, 2021, and this is a special meeting of the Elizabeth School District Board of Directors meeting, and it is 6:33 p.m. Could we get a roll call, please?
Director Cromfeller?
Present.
Director Hines?
Present.
Director Karcher?
Present.
Director Olson?
Present.
Would you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Director Cromfeller?
Yes.
Director Hines?
Aye.
Director Karcher?
Aye.
Director Olson?
Yes.
Okay. We will now move on to the new Board of Directors Oath of Office swearing-in ceremony. So you guys are going to stand up, right? And you too.
Yeah.
You're going to stand up.
One area, we do that.
Do it all together?
Yeah.
Yeah, all three together.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do it.
No.
Make sure.
You're still there. You're still there. No, those are
the pieces. You're not going to use that.
I don't want to use that. I state your name.
Harry Karcher.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully perform.
That I faithfully perform
the duties of the office of school director.
The duties of the office of school director.
As required by law.
As required by law.
And will support the Constitution of the United States.
And will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Colorado.
The Constitution of the State of Colorado.
And the laws made pursuant thereto.
And the laws made pursuant thereto.
Okay.
Do you want them to sign now or later? It's ties in the agenda that they sign now.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you guys will need to sign, all three of you, you as well, your board member confidentiality affidavit.
And that's signed for all of them, right?
The affidavit, yes. So first we need Carrie, Heather, and Craig.
And then you'll sign the confidentiality of the executive session, so again.
No, I'm not going
to. That is saying you'll keep any information in executive sessions confidential.
That's the next one.
Oh, what's that one?
The Oath of Office.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the written version of it.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Just
your stamp.
And if you could just check and make sure that I've got your address and phone number correct, and you need your signature there.
Okay. Like maybe we could put this something like on the bottom.
One more. That's your confidentiality. Okay. Anything in the executive office, you won't share. In executive session.
Oh, me too.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Does she have to see me sign?
No. Do you need?
You want to sign and then?
You don't need to physically see each of them sign it, right, Shelly?
Yeah.
She knows.
She said no.
Sorry, Kristen. Squeezing.
Not used to this much movement.
We gotta be careful.
Oh, yes. So do we have to do the book again? The notary book again? For mine? All of the ones we're just signing right now?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, but for me and Ron.
Him, though.
I don't want to do that.
Since they didn't.
You did it for a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
And for her 2 years ago? Okay.
Okay.
So I'm good?
So that's all good.
Right on.
Almost done. What?
Thank you so much for staying.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And then I'll share the electronic version of these with each of you.
Okay.
Shelly's the one that produces the October count as well in that report. Oh, yeah. So she's been working on that for a month and a half.
And that's a lot of work for her.
And the end of year report.
And all the reports.
We appreciate it, right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we will move on to the election of officers. I will preside for the election of board president, and then the new board president will take over from there. There is no second required on any nominations. And a second, you can second it, but it just indicates an endorsement for a candidate. No member may nominate more than one candidate for one office. So Kim can't nominate three of you for president. She can only nominate one person anywhere.
I pick you.
So you might have any questions? You guys have any questions? Okay. So with that, nominations are now in order for the office of board president.
I would like to nominate Carrie Karger.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Any other nominations? Okay. So seeing none, nominations for the office of president are now closed. Carrie is the single nominee, but we still need to do a roll call vote. So if Kristen will do roll call vote, please.
Director Blackham?
Aye.
Director
Boo.
Aye.
Director
Funfeller?
Yes.
Director
Kircher? Aye.
Director Olson?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Congratulations.
I'm going to go sit in the audience for the first time in 8 and a half years. 8 and a half years. I get to sit in the audience.
That's the first time.
You can take your chair with you.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'm sitting in that chair.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take my water, though.
She's gonna have to go off
season. Oh, I'm so back here again.
Spitball.
I just hit.
All right. Well, nominations are now in order for the office of vice president.
I would like to nominate Kim.
Any other nominations? No. All right. Roll call, please.
Director Blackham?
Aye.
Director Booth?
Aye.
Director Grumfeller?
Yes.
Director Kircher?
Aye.
Director Olson?
Yes.
Oh, the new order.
I know, don't jinx me.
But he's your mate.
I used to for a while. All right, next is nominations are now in order for the office of board secretary.
Do I have a nomination?
It's like, I'm in charge.
The board secretary is responsible for recording and taking notes of the board meetings and signing off on different documents and, right?
Along with the board president, they sign all official documents that are approved by the board.
I would nominate Craig for that role.
All of the roles except president don't require a lot.
Yeah.
The president runs the meeting, and that's 90% of a role associated work, with the exception of showing up a little early to sign documents with the president. The rest of the roles are pretty modest.
Does the treasurer get to work with Ron more often than not?
No.
No.
No. Oh, I was going to say, do you want treasurer? I'll take whatever.
I was kind of thinking treasurer.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Well, we're on the secretary still, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So do we have to vote since you...
No.
No.
The procedurally... You were nominated.
Right.
So then procedurally you ask if there's more nominations.
Okay. Are there more nominations for secretary?
You
can
nominate Heather.
Okay.
I'll nominate Heather.
All right. Any other nominations? No? Okay. Well, let's do one more time. Right? Douglas, do I ask one more time for...
if there's any other nominations.
Any other nominations?
No, how do we vote on this? There's two nominations.
You pick the first one that was nominated, and you do a roll call vote.
Okay. Let's do a roll call vote for Craig for Office of Director of Secretary. All right?
One moment. And you nominate.
Yes.
Wait, Kristen. Does that hold value, or
can he decline?
No. I don't think so.
How does that work?
No, it's an appointment. This technically, the secretary and the treasurer positions are appointments. They can be appointments. So we've traditionally, when I first came on the board, we actually went through this nomination process for the position, and I can say that Paul Benkendorf was our secretary before, and. That is a critical role, obviously, to authenticate, sign, take care of all the documents, including human resource issues, that kind of thing. The treasurer is not quite the same and doesn't require as much work as the secretary does. In fact, once you understand... And the treasury, the treasurer part of it, and you've met with Ron a couple of times. There's really not a lot involved in that role.
So there's two nominations, and you vote for who you think would fulfill the role the best.
Okay, so Craig.
Okay, Director Blackham.
For myself.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Correct.
Director Booth.
For Craig.
For Craig.
For Craig.
No.
Okay.
Director Frumfeller.
Yes.
Director Karcher.
Yes.
Director Olson.
Yes.
Okay, so motion carries. Director Blackham is board secretary.
And we didn't even give that option to Heather because Craig was first.
Right.
Sure.
Once the majority,
we're done. Okay.
Right. Okay. Now nominations are in order for the office of treasurer.
I'd like to nominate Rhonda for treasurer.
Okay. Any other nominations? No other nominations? Okay. Roll call.
Director Backham.
Yes.
Director Booth.
Yes.
Director Krumpfiller.
Yes.
Director Carter.
Yes.
Director Olson.
Yes.
All right. Now the position nominations are now in order for the office of Assistant Secretary Treasurer, and that would be somebody to back up and help in the absence of either one of those positions. But I don't know that we've really ever had.
If the secretary is not at the meeting, and there are documents to be signed, the right. Assistant Secretary would sign in their place.
Their absence.
Okay. Right, I remember that one. Paul was gone, and John had to sign some stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So do I have a nomination?
I'd like to nominate Heather.
Any other nominations? No. Okay. Roll call, please.
Director Blackham?
Yes.
Director Booth?
Yes.
Director Krumpfiller?
Yes.
Director Carter?
Aye. Yes.
Director Olson?
Yes.
All right. Well, congratulations, everybody. We've got our new roles established and going forward for the next 2 years until we re-elect or go through the election process again for board positions. So thank you all very much, and I'm looking forward to it. And, Craig, you and I are going to work very closely together on this.
Okay.
All right. So, well, we all will, but that's just part of our role. So now we're going to move to 6.6, action item. Can I have a motion to approval of the 2021-2022 CDE October count?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Discussion.
Discussion? No discussion. Roll call, please.
Director Blackham?
Yes.
Director Booth?
Yes.
Director Krumpfiller?
Yes.
Director Carter?
Yes.
Director Olson?
Yes.
All right. We're good to go on that one. Now I need a motion, or I'd like a motion to go into executive session under CRS 24-6-402-4A for the purchase, acquisition, lease, transfer, or sale of any real, personal, or other property interest.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All right. So we will be going into executive session.
You have to vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Let's do the vote. Roll call, please.
Director Blackham?
Yes.
Director Booth?
Yes.
Director Krumpfiller?
Yes.
Director Carter?
Yes.
Director Olson?
Yes.
All right. The time is 6:52, and we will be going into executive session. We're back in regular session. This is the Elizabeth School District Board Meeting, special meeting, Monday, November 29th, 2021, and it is 7:55. All right. So the action item that is up next is, can I have a motion on consideration of resolution to authorize conveyance pursuant to amended and extended contract to buy and sell real estate.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? No discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Director Backham?
No.
Director Booth?
No.
Director Krumpfiller?
No.
Director Carter?
No.
Director Olson?
No.
All right. All right, if there is no further discussion, this meeting is adjourned.
Time.
At 7:56.